one medal to acceptance, what we owe, a light in our difference. And I don't know if the poem is quite done yet, but I'm trying to capture all of these imageries in the poem.
From featured work, to published books, to live performances, the various career paths for creative writers can be bountiful, no matter the route. Well, for Chandela Contreras, she does all of it. She sits in an empty classroom in between classes and work, her laptop and notebooks scattered across a large round table. Contreras simultaneously types and scribbles down fleeting ideas before she forgets.
I really do love pen and paper, but I also don't mind typing. And sometimes I'll translate what I've written on paper to my laptop, or vice versa. I'll translate what I've typed into a journal.
Chandela Contreras is a USC senior studying creative writing who balances live poetry performances and a published book along with schoolwork. She just released her book this year titled Every Beautiful Pen Bleeds Through. She has performed her poetry for the likes of LA Mayor Karen Bass, Dodgers outfielder Mookie Betts, and many more at events around the city. Here she is performing at a California College Corps event 2 years ago.
Do you wanna go to college? Your mom still wraps ham and American Swiss cheese in bolillos, no matter how hard the surface is at first to slice open, because she knew inside there was a token. My poetry, it's contemporary and it's experimental, and I try my very best to experiment with different forms. So I love free verse poetry, and that's basically, there's no rules, so there's no restrictions, no limitations.
Last year, Contreras had the performance of a lifetime. She spoke in front of huge crowds at the 2024 Paris Olympics. Fusing sports with creative arts, Contreras performed three poems as a part of a larger 12-hour relay event showcasing numerous writers from around the globe. This year, Contreras returned to her roots in California for a performance much closer to home, at the Los Angeles Times Festival of Books.
The LA Times Festival of Books is like one of the most cherished opportunity and experiences of mine, just because I've been to the LA Times Festival of Books since I was 6 years old, hand in hand with my mom. And I'm trying to get this last line down, and I think I have it here.
In addition to performing at the Paris Olympics, she also read her poetry at the Lincoln Center of Performing Arts in New York. Contreras remembers the jitters she had ahead of her Paris Olympics performance and how she overcame them. It was her first time in Paris, and here she was performing in front of thousands of people.
I remember in my head, I was just really trying to embody a WWE wrestler. I was like, imagine you're Randy Orton or John Cena or Sheamus, you know, or Edge. And I remember just doing that to like kind of fuel my energy, and just saying like, yes, you can do this.
Contreras is not a wrestler, but she says that do or die mentality is key, and it can apply to any performance. Preparing for the Festival of Books, Contreras is channeling the same WWE energy as she taps into some of her daily mantras.
I have this saying that the voices of the past shape the voices of the future, and it's something that I'm constantly telling myself in my mind before a performance, but every single day when I write.
And before you can blink, it's the big day. Day 2 of the Festival of Books. It is a clear and sunny day on the USC campus, with crowds milling over. Contreras waits backstage with a packet of paper in her hand. She stands poised in flowing pink pants and a complimentary purple top, wrapped in a cream cardigan. Contreras takes a few moments to breathe, reciting her favorite mantra.
The voices of the past shape the voices of the future. The voices of the past shape the voices of the future.
Then she walks out onto the poetry stage,
There's been a trend, false stereotypes, people are eating dogs, people are making real types of dolls of themselves. Hi, I am resilient. AI, I'm box braid. Hi, black doctor. Hi, black poet. Hi, una mujer, highly intelligent. There's been a trend, the ice bucket is melting again over people's head. There's been a trend.
Contreras is fired up, passionate, angry. She smoothly transitions between each of her works. After each pause between her poetry pieces, the crowd erupts in applause. Afterward, USC senior and attendee, Alexa Avila Montaño, says Contreras' performance had an impact on her.
She has such like a presence on stage that I feel is kind of rare. And as someone who's not like super into poetry, I always enjoy the way that she performs her material. I think it's like so beautiful and just like powerful.
Especially popular is the poem Contreras closed out her performance with, a new piece titled 2025, which delves into the political trends and messages of this moment.
Her last poem of 2025 is very powerful. It talks a lot about what is going on in today's political climate, and it just like shivers down as like, wow, it's very powerful.
That's Jose Zarate, a biomedical engineering student at USC and a close friend of Contreras since high school. Her ending performance receives a standing ovation, drowning out her thank yous to the crowd.
Thank you so much once again.
Contreras steps off stage as fans and supporters crowd around her.
I think what's beautiful about performing on stage is not just being on that stage and having the performance, it's the after.
The Los Angeles Times Festival of Books is just one of many events on Contreras' radar as she prepares for her upcoming projects and publishing opportunities.
I just found out like 2 days ago that one of my poems was accepted into the spring issue for the USC Dornsife alum. So that a poem called Make Room is going to be published within that magazine and going out to alums.
Shortly after our interview, Contreras was notified that she'll be performing for the upcoming 2028 Olympics in Los Angeles.
For Annenberg Media, I'm Jason Pham.